What's up, everybody? Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. We all have those days, right? Those days where negativity just seems to cling to you like a bad smell. It can be anything. That inner critic whispering doubts, anxieties bubbling up, or past hurts holding you back. It's easy to let these negative thoughts and emotions take over, but trust me, it doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the power of letting go. We're talking about how to ditch those pesky negative vibes and create space for positivity, confidence, and genuine connection. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of bricks? That's what negativity can feel like, weighing you down and holding you back from living your best life. But guess what? You have the power to lighten that load. Let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you start letting go. First up, awareness. It all starts with recognizing those negative thoughts and emotions as they arise. Don't judge yourself for having them, just acknowledge them like a passing cloud in the sky. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly you find yourself comparing yourself to others? Or maybe you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, or this is too hard. That's your awareness bell ringing. The moment you recognize these thoughts, you have the power to choose how to react. Second, challenge those thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Those negative voices in our heads can be sneaky little devils, whispering doubts and insecurities. But don't let them win. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who was having the same thought? Remember, you are your own biggest cheerleader. You deserve to treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Third, practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but focusing on the good stuff can seriously shift your mindset. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it naturally pushes those negative thoughts aside. Fourth, take action. Dwelling on negativity is like staring at a problem without trying to solve it. It just makes things worse. When you feel those negative emotions creeping in, try doing something positive, go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, call a friend, or work towards a goal that excites you. Action breeds momentum and positivity. And finally, remember self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from reading a good book to taking a relaxing bath to spending time in nature. When you prioritize self-care, you build resilience against negativity and create space for joy and connection. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been feeling incredibly stressed lately about work deadlines and social events. She's constantly bombarded with negative thoughts. I can't handle this. I'm not good enough. Everything is falling apart. This constant negativity starts affecting her sleep, her relationships, and even her enjoyment of things she used to love. Sounds familiar? Then one day, Sarah decides to try something new. She starts practicing mindful breathing exercises during the day, making a conscious effort to challenge those negative thoughts, and focusing on the little things that bring her joy, like listening to music while she walks or having a good laugh with friends. Gradually, Sarah notices a shift. She feels less overwhelmed, more capable, and even happier. By letting go of those negative thoughts and embracing self-care, she reclaims her power and starts living a more fulfilling life. So remember, letting go isn't about pretending negative thoughts don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, challenging them, and choosing to focus on the positive. It's about creating space for joy, connection, and authenticity. Today's episode is all about recognizing those negative voices, learning to challenge them, and taking control of your thoughts. Remember, you are powerful beyond measure. You have the ability to choose how you respond to challenges and create a life filled with positivity and purpose. So go out there, spread kindness, and let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts on social media using hashtag socialconfidence. Let's support each other on this journey to greater confidence and connection. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.